homily for Monday, the 10th of April, 2023. First of all, happy Easter. The homily you are about to hear is the homily for Easter. It's the homily I gave at Easter Sunday's 7:30 a.m. Mass. Easter is our feast of feasts. It's where we stand at the source of Christian faith. Here, we commit to what God's power can do. Jesus, once dead, has now been raised to new life by God. And the new life Jesus now lives, he shares with us. He brings us into that new life. And so we call him Lord, the Lord of our lives. Easter proclaims Jesus is Lord. He's been raised. He lives now. But we must give an accounting of what we proclaim. We need to ask, how can this be? Paul gives that accounting. He never tires of explaining what it means to know the risen Lord. In our second reading, he tells us, when Christ, your life, appears, then you will see yourselves appearing with him in glory. These are bold words. When Christ, your life, appears, then you will see yourselves appearing with him in glory. Our Easter faith has everything to do with seeing the risen Lord Jesus. And Paul is telling us, it's seeing Christ appearing as our life. Seeing Christ appearing, taking shape in our life. But how, when, where do we see Christ appearing in our lives? Some spiritualities answer by hyping us into some imagined union with Christ. But that sidesteps the very down-to-earth resurrection appearances the Gospels present. Seeing Christ appear in our lives, seeing ourselves and Christ somehow joined together, that involves us in an earthy kind of resurrection. Jesus appears in our life when we make him our way, truth, and life. When we love as Jesus loves, then he is appearing in our lives. In that same letter, Paul describes it this way. The mystery hidden from ages and generations past, now manifested to his holy ones. This mystery is Christ in you. Christ in you. To proclaim Jesus as risen Lord is to proclaim Jesus now lives and loves through me, through us. That's Christ in you. The poet Jerry Manley Hopkins has a wonderful way of capturing Christ in you. He writes, the just man justices, acts in God's eye what in God's eye he is, Christ. For Christ plays in 10,000 places, lovely in limbs and lovely in eyes not his, through the features of men's faces. Easter proclaims God's gift to us of eternal life. And eternal life is the kind of life we see in Jesus. A life whose goal is to give itself away, to expend itself for others, to love as we see Jesus loving. But if we choose, we can live in pursuit only of ourselves. We then run from resurrection and eternal life. We run only toward ourselves, excuse me, becoming empty tombs where the living one is not to be found. Resurrection and eternal life are daily events. We see that so clearly in the gospel accounts of Jesus, of the risen Jesus' appearances. They happen in the stuff of daily life. When we try to love one another, Christ, the risen Lord, is appearing in our life and as our life. When the foot-washing Jesus becomes real Lord in our own lives, then Christ is appearing in our life and as our life. The Gospels here are so clear, an encouraging word, a forgiving word, a cooked meal shared, a Eucharist shared. Then Christ, the risen Lord, is appearing. Today, let us look around at our families and friends, our parish and community. We look at all those with whom we live and work for a better, more loving, and just world, and in grateful, joyful faith, we proclaim, it is the Lord, he is risen. We are acting in God's eye, what in God's eye we are, Christ.